Hello and welcome. My name is Paula O'Brien and thank you for joining me on today's podcast. I really, 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 really like this one. You're not everybody's cup of tea. Or as I like to say it, you're a bit like Marmite. They're either going to love you or they're going to hate you. And you know what matters? It doesn't matter. Because I realised a long time ago when I professed to the world that, hey, come see me. I can talk to the dead people, you know. Everybody looked at me as if I was barking mad, and it brings out the cynics and it brings out the people that don't believe. And those people, they're going to hate. Haters going to hate. Lovers are going to love. And I realised that not everybody was going to get me. And for a long time, that bothered me. I am an absolute people pleaser. It drives me bonkers. And I've had to work exceptionally hard in trying to deal with that from a psychological standing point. I would try and please the people that, quite frankly, can never be pleased. And I realised a long time ago that that was their journey. It really had very little to do with me. And once you learn to let go of that premise, well, it gives you freedom. And it gives you freedom that our role here, it's primarily not to please everybody else. In fact, our role here is to please us. And I know that's a slightly selfish kind of viewpoint, but if we study the law of attraction, which I do in depth, you will have heard, I'm sure, many podcasts on it, not just by me, but by some very learned people in the community who have a much bigger understanding on it. You will know that if we please ourselves and we are in a place of being pleased and being happy, then our vibrations, they rise and it makes for a better world. And we then invite and attract better, happier people who are more like us. So when we learn that we're not everybody's cup of tea, well, it really is quite a thing. It's filled with people who really, no matter what you do, no matter what you try, they'll never, ever like you. But the world is also filled with people who love you fiercely. For every yin, there's a yang. For every north, there's a south. For every east, there's a west. There is always an opposite. But we never focus on the good opposite, do we? No. Habitually, we tend to focus on the negative and the bad. I used to read my comments fearlessly after an event. I would often stay up till 3-4 o'clock in the morning until they all started to come through. And 20 of them would be superb and one would be, I didn't like her. Who's the one that you think I would focus on all night? You got it. The I didn't like her. And I would think, oh, why didn't you like me? I was fantastic. Well, what gives you the right to not like me? And I would feel, oh my God, I need to change. I need to curb that sense of humour and I need to stop being so in detail and I need to stop being bubbly and effervescent because one person doesn't like me. And I suddenly realised that that one person probably doesn't like herself. And that is where the issue really lies. So don't waste your time and heart trying to convince people who aren't your people that you don't have value. They'll miss it completely. They'll never, ever get it. They'll never buy what you're selling, so don't try to convince them. They'll never walk the path with you because it will just simply be a waste of not only your precious energy and time, but your emotional good health too. And I learned that the very hard way. You're not for them and they are not for you. You're not their cup of tea and they're not yours. So politely wave them along. And as you move away, share and seek your path with those who are with you and who recognize and appreciate your gifts for who you are. Be who you are. Learn to know that that's okay. You're not everybody's cup of tea. So what? Some people like coffee. I learned very much that it was never about me, it was about them. It doesn't matter what they think, it only matters what you think. You don't have to try and convince them of anything. You don't need them to know the truth. You just need to remind yourself of the truth. You don't need them to accept you or the situation, but you do need to be in your own acceptance of your own self and your own personality. You can't stop them judging. So focus all your attention and your energy on detaching yourself from them. Life is just showing you what you need to deal with within. Focus your attention on things that make you happy and not on the people that are going to cause you stress and unhappiness. It's okay to walk away. Remember, you're you. You have one life. Do what feels good. Take risks. Believe in yourself. Make yourself proud. You go and have the best freaking day you can have. You've got this. Lots of love.